Let's just worship God for a minute. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Hallelujah. We rejoice, Lord, because we had a full house. Hallelujah. We see it with the eye of faith. Our faith speaks, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that you said you're the one that builds the house. And you are doing so, Father, right here in our midst. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's give him glory. Amen. I know that you know what we're talking about tonight. Because we're going to continue to go with faith. You say, well, boy, we've been talking about it for a little while, but we want to keep ourselves strong. Amen. We want to know what faith is and be confident that what God has said, he is able to do. Glory to God. How many believe things can change when we believe God? When we exercise our faith, circumstance can change. Our own heart can change. Our lives can change. Amen. Because we said so far, see, we've got to be aware, because we've been talking about just the ABCs of faith. These are the basics. The basics of faith. Say why? We need to be aware and so aware of the ABCs of faith so that we can examine ourselves and others and help them to press into God. Amen. So that we understand where we are. If we don't know what the ABCs are, how are we going to really examine ourselves and realize, hey, am I in faith or am I not? And how do I know? Can I be sure? Is there a way to know? We said, first of all, I'm going to review a minute, maybe 5 minutes, I don't know, maybe 10. We're going to review just a little bit because I want us to continue to move forward just some more. There's a couple more things that I want us to touch on before we move on to anything else. And who knows, we might be here all year. Who knows? Only God knows. He's faithful. I don't think we will because this church, I'm a pastor and we've got to touch on some other subjects. Amen. How many know it takes more than just faith to lead your life? Faith's real important. And it's a very important thing. And so we knew that was important because Hebrews 11:6 said that what? Without faith, it is impossible. Impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must. Well, that means it's necessary. Absolutely, we got to do it. Must believe that he is, number one. And secondly, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So that was the first thing. We know that with faith, we can please God. Hebrews 10:38 says that we use our faith. We live by faith. Amen. Please God with our faith. We live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, we're not going to walk all the time by how we feel. Hallelujah. That's what a lot of people want to do, a lot of Christians. We want to walk by how we feel and try to live by faith. It doesn't work that way. We walk by faith and not by sight, not by what our emotions tell us, not by what our feelings tell us, not by what our flesh tell us, not by what our circumstances tell us. Not, certainly not by what the devil tells us. Amen. And if you got Job's wife, not by what she tells you either. But by what God's spoken. Amen. That's where our faith is based. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. Ephesians 6:16 says, taking, you know, above all, we take what? The shield of faith. Amen. We take the shield of faith with which we quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. But it says taking the shield of faith. That takes some action, doesn't it? It implies that it's not going to happen by osmosis. It's not going to happen by accident. You're going to have to take that shield. And if you're going to take something, we said it implies that we're going to have to know what it is. Hallelujah. So that we can, what? Protect ourselves with our faith. and also in Hebrews 11:33 says that we obtained, they obtained promises by faith. Amen. And so there's several things that our faith can do for us. Please God, live with God, walk with God, and walk by faith, protecting ourselves with our faith, obtaining promises with our faith, and using our faith so that we can produce, we can change things in our life and in the lives of others. It's a vital part of every area of our life. Amen. And so we want to remember it's not going to happen by accident. So we were saying, well, if we can do all these things, we can live by faith. And we looked a little bit in Mark chapter 5 and in other places. Remember Mark 5? That's the woman with the issue of blood. 5:34, and it says, she what heard about Jesus, and she pressed in and touched the hem of his garment, was made whole, right? Remember? She was made whole. And what did he say? He said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Jesus recognized her faith. So he said that faith can be seen. It can be recognized. We can see it in ourselves and in others. It can be there. And so we're saying, hey, what is faith? And we looked it up in the Strong's and found out that it's a persuasion. We looked it up in the Vine's Expository Dictionary and find that it is a firm persuasion. In other words, it's a conviction down in our heart, down on the inside of us. We become firmly convinced, firmly persuaded that what God has said he's able to do. Amen. That's what Hebrews 4, we found out in Romans 4, where Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. He was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was able also to perform. And that is the faith of God. And we said that faith and belief is the same thing. It's not two different things. That's the same thing. Our persuasions are beliefs that we have on the inside of us. What we believe is what is to lead our life, our faith. That is our faith. Amen. And we talked about how faith comes. That was the second thing. What is faith? That firm persuasion. And most people know how faith comes. We know that Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we saw also the woman with the issue of blood when she had heard. Verse 27, chapter 5, Mark 5, 27. When she had heard of Jesus. Amen. She began to say to herself and press through the crowd and release her faith in action and words. Amen. That if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. She may not have said it too loud or even out loud, but she was saying it to herself. Have you ever said something to yourself? Amen. If I could just get through this. You know, the little engine that could, he said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Amen. Until he did. Hallelujah. And he kept going forward. And she kept saying to herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole. So we realize that faith comes when we hear. But we also realized the third thing that we said is that faith, we can have faith on the inside of us and we may believe, but we could die with our faith if we don't use it. Because the Bible says what? Faith, James said, faith without works is dead. Being alone. Amen. James 2:20. Anyway, because or 17 and 20 and 26. He said it's just like a dead corpse. It's like a dead body. If you've got faith, someone asks you for a coat, and he says, hey, you're going to give him one. He says, your faith's going to go into action. There's going to be an action involved. And we have to remember that words are action. When we begin to believe, and our beliefs are within the inside of us, our faith is there, and we speak because of what we have believed. Our words come in line. We said that's the, he said the profession or the confession of our faith. In other words, saying the same thing is what we said, is what God has said. When we say the same thing, that is our faith speaking. Surely he has borne our sicknesses, carried our pains. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Glory to God. I forget not all of his benefits, right? He heals what? He forgives all of my iniquities and heals all of my diseases. Hallelujah. Not some, all. And we gain and we see and we say, well, how did we get that faith? We said that faith came by an accumulation of knowledge, right? That's not what faith is, but that's what helps and brings the understanding. Because if we have not heard, if we hear nothing, how can we have faith? It is impossible. It's impossible to believe. The woman with the issue of blood, she could not believe that Jesus will heal her if she never heard. It's impossible to have faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What we hear changes us. Amen. It can bring faith. And that faith, or that belief, could have been in her. She says, oh, I believe. Oh, I know that Jesus could heal me. I hope he comes this way. Oh, you know, I know Jesus could heal me. I know he could. I believe that he, you know, but she realized, I'm going to have to go find him. I'm going to have to press through. And sometimes we've got to press, amen, with our faith, knowing that Jesus wants to do it, but we've got to touch him. We've got to express and release our faith with our words. Glory to God. Because what did Mark 11:23, right? With things soever you desire, when we pray, believe that we receive them, we're going to have them. If we'll speak to that mountain, right? Hallelujah. Let me read it. Mark 11. I'm not quoting it very well, so I'm going to read it. We got a minute, so we got to midnight tonight. How long we got? Maybe we'll finish this off tonight. Praise the Lord. 4 or 5 hours, we ought to be able to do it. 11:22 says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have belief. Believe that God is. Amen. We must have the same faith that God has. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, that's one, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, that's two, he shall have whatsoever he saith, or whatever he says. It doesn't say that we have just what we believe. We must believe. He says, if you believe with the heart. Amen. We must believe. But we also have something else there that we must also say. Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, shall have faith, shall be firmly persuaded, shall believe God. Amen. We'll say, hey, my firm persuasions are in him. My beliefs, hallelujah, are in my Father God. Glory to God. And what he has said, his word is true. He cannot, the second thing we said, they are also come, our faith. There's two things that form our beliefs, and our faith is what God said, his promise, but also knowledge of the promiser. Amen. That he is faithful who promised. That he's not a man that he could lie. He's not like the Son of Man. Us, he cannot lie. The Bible says if God promised, he watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. He can be trusted when we know him. See, it's one thing to know what he said. But how many have had the joy of knowing the promiser? Hallelujah. And who he is. When we spend some time with him. And he rubs off on us. Woo! Glory! His presence comes and we know that he is faithful. He can be nothing else but faithful because it's his character, it's who he is. He is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. Hallelujah. And I know that he loves me. And so there's some things that we can know that add, of course, to our forming of faith. See, there's two kinds of faith. You know, there's knowledge that brings that faith, that we form our beliefs and we form our faith with the knowledge of what God's Word says. It happens the same way in the Word. We talked about that, remember? Just like you learn 1 + 1. See, Joey, he learned 1 + 1 = 3. But we kept teaching him, right? So no, Joey, it's not 3, it's 2. And finally Joey got it. He says 1 + 1 = 2. And now you can't take that from Joey because it's true. In the same way, we see, hey, surely he's borne our sicknesses, cured our pain. By his stripes were healed. Hallelujah. And then we said, not only is that faith, it comes, but we need to keep our faith strong by feeding our faith. Amen. We talked about feeding our faith. That's the D, A, B, C, D. Feeding your faith. How many know it's important to keep your faith strong? You see, if you don't feed yourself, you know, eventually, if you don't feed yourself long enough, you'll die. Amen. Physically, right? If you just keep fasting, you fast long enough, maybe you'll go 60, maybe you'll go 80. Maybe you'll go 100 days, but somewhere along there, eventually, maybe it's day 101 or 2 or 3, somewhere along there, your body's going to run out of all its reserves and all its nutrients, and you will physically die. Your body will stop. Just a fact of life, it will happen eventually. Even if you drink water, eventually it will die because it will not have enough nutrients left. And if we don't feed our faith, eventually you may have faith in there, but it's not, number one, it's not going to do you any good anyway because you're not exercising if you're not feeding it. Because when we feed our faith, it grows. Do you know faith can grow? Faith can grow exceedingly. Why? It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Don't you think fruit can grow? Hallelujah. Our faith, our faithfulness. When we believe God, our beliefs can be strengthened. And that's what we see, you know, even Paul, he would go back. And it said he went back on his journey. He went back to 2-3 places he'd been before. What? Strengthening the believers. Why? Because they needed to be strengthened in the faith that they had received. Jesus is the Messiah. You've been born again. You are a child, a son, a daughter of God. And he would teach them again the same thing. So you say, well, what do I feed my faith with? The same truth that formed that faith and formed the beliefs that are on the inside of you. Say, well, I need healing. Then I want to. I remember Brother Hagin talking about this. And he'd say, I don't always pray right away. He said, I could quote him. But I go back and I look at all my scriptures on healing. And he may do that for a day, 2 days, 3 days. Go back over all of those scriptures. Over again, strengthening what you believe. Then pray. And believe I receive. He said, praise God, it's a done deal. Amen. Amen. He talked about that with his daughter when she had that, she had a little staff in her eye and a little sty there that was growing, and the teacher wanted to know, you know, she wanted to know what to tell the teacher. You know, they want him to go to the doctor and have that thing taken out. And he says, well, you just tell her daddy said it's going to be all right. Because he spent a few days meditating the word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. We've also talked about this. We can't use our faith above the leadership of the Holy Ghost. You said, well, what do you mean, brother? Well, I remember one of our teachers telling us the story. He was out, he was moving from one place to another. And so his wonderful U-Haul trailer that he had was full. I guess it's a U-Haul or something like that, a trailer that he had. It's full. It's all packed up. He said, I've got all my Bible notes in there. I've got everything, things I've studied for years. He said, you don't understand. That's my life in there. And he was driving through, I think it was St. Louis area or something. He thought, man, I'm getting tired. I'm going to pull over, stop for the night. Not on the inside, he sensed that the Lord wanted him to just go a little further, just go a little beyond and then get a motel. Well, I'm getting tired. I'm going to pull over. So he pulls over, going to park the truck with the trailer. Just kind of pulls in there at the motel and gets him a room. Down on the inside, he's thinking, you know, I should back that trailer up, you know, maybe put the back of it right up against the fence, you know, make it a little bit safer. But, oh, I'm tired. Lord, let your angels protect it. Let your angels take care of it. Lord. You protect it. Trying to use our faith. And yet, down on the inside, he had sensed that. How many know we're to be led, what, by the inner witness, number one. You're led. Hallelujah. How do you know you're a child of God? This Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God's borne witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. Nobody can talk you out of it. Can they? You sure you're born again, brother? Amen, I am. Well, how do you know? Oh, I'm telling you, down on the inside. The Holy Spirit, He's borne witness. Woo, and He'll bear witness with you. You know, you just get that velvety sense down in there. You ever get that? Just kind of velvety in there. Woo, man, if I could touch it, it would just be so soft and so wonderful. And you get that velvety sense down in there. Oh, that's my spirit talking to me. Woo, yes, I'm a son of God. But we can't use our faith. We talked about that a little bit. Not using our faith, because what happened to him? He went to bed. Everything's fine and wonderful. And he woke up in the morning and looks out the window of the motel and he says, shocker of shocks, I don't see a trailer on that truck. Oh my goodness. I don't see the trailer anywhere. So of course he calls the they called the police, made the report, and they let him know that they've had a lot of trailers stolen in that area lately. Maybe I should have followed you, Lord, and went a little further. You know, and then he says, well, maybe I should have backed the trailer up. That would have been harder to get off. You know, they wouldn't have just took his trailer. They might have went for a different one. But his trailer was gone. Nowhere to be found. Lost all his possessions. Lost everything. His whole life's in there. Well, yeah, you can start over, but sometimes it costs you, man, when we don't follow the leadership. See, we can't use our faith to protect us or protect our goods when God's telling us to do something about it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's kind of like, well, Lord, I sure got a backache. Oh, man. And he says, lose 20 pounds. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Lose 20 pounds. and you're going to lose that 20 pounds. And so you're working on it. Oh, Lord. Oh, you know, and maybe he'll heal you on faith, on, you know, just on time, you know, on good, just for good measure, bring healing. But you, so you get your healing, you don't lose your 20 pounds. And a little while later comes back. And, oh, Lord. Hey. And then you go to prayer and you remember it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lord, you did say lose 20 pounds, didn't you? Oh, Lord. So you get to work. You lose your 20 pounds. All of a sudden, you don't have another backache room. Can't find it. Wow. See, that's the leadership of the Spirit. See, there's two things involved. That takes faith too. Amen. Our witness on the inside. And so we said we can't just have faith and try to use it in the with the exclusion of the leadership of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's on the inside of each one of us. And so we got to feed our faith. And faith is fed with, of course, the Word of God. Amen. The same scriptures, the same truth that brought us faith will feed our faith and keep us strong and keep us moving forward. Now, there's some things that we need. Okay, we saw how faith came. We see how what faith is, how it comes, that it must be released. So, there's a couple of things that it takes for faith to change things. Okay, number one, faith has to be present. I mean, you know, you got to know, you've got to have it. Hallelujah, it's got to be there. And there's some things, it's got to be there. And the second thing is we've got to have some works that are present with our faith. We've got to be speaking our faith. Amen. So primarily the work of God is words and the work of actions, which can also be words. I said that earlier, but words can release that faith. And we know that we often, when we abandon our faith, we often abandon the work of words. Listen to what you're saying. Amen. Have I abandoned my faith? Say, well, my faith's so strong, I'm telling you, I got so much faith. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. But if it's not strong enough and we're not putting our action with it, we're not speaking words forth, then what good is our faith doing? We could have all the faith in the world. And if it is not used, if it is not released, if it is not exercised, it's not going to do us any good and we're going to not receive what we want. It's going to work against us. It's not going to work against us really, but it's not going to benefit us. Amen. So words release that faith. And so we release the faith. I'm trying to get where I'm going. Hallelujah. We feed our faith with the Word of God. And there's a couple of things. We talked about some things that attack our faith. We looked into Mark 4, right? The sower sows the word. What does the devil come immediately to do? To steal that word from our heart. And one way he does that is what? He brings trial and tribulation to us. Amen. The trials of life come. He was trying, what's he trying to do? He's trying to get you to let go of the word of God and to abandon your so that you do not receive what God has promised you. Sometimes it comes, we've got a flesh, right? He uses our emotions a lot of times, gets us all worked up. See, he can't do it. He can't just come and steal it from you. He's got to get you to give it up. He's the deceiver. He just makes a few circumstances out here happen. Oh, maybe they'll give up. See, but he's pretty good. He's been studying man for 6,000 years. Amen. It's a spiritual thing. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why we need help. That's why we want to stay strong in faith. That's why we want to keep feeding our faith. That's why we want to keep speaking our faith. Glory to God. Sometimes we have those tribulation and the persecution come. Or sometimes we're lost. How many have ever had false doctrine come to you? He uses it to try to steal our faith. He brings the lie. It sounds so close to the truth that it deceives us. And we lose out. Hallelujah. So we have to guard against abandoning our beliefs. And we must stand strong with the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 3. Dear Lord. Jesus, man, you've been talking about all that. Never got to 1 Thessalonians. I've been talking about a lot tonight. But I want us to understand. I want us to bring it home. You know, I want us to see the full picture. Do you understand? See, faith, yes, it's a firm persuasion. You may have it. But just by, you know, if we don't do anything with it, if we just have faith, it's not going to help us. We've got to exercise that faith. We've got to feed that faith. We've got to protect ourselves. You know, we kind of got to protect that our belief and our faith. It's kind of like the anointing of God. We guard it. Amen. So, well, how do we guard it? By what we listen to. By what we say with our mouth. By how we live in our action. Hallelujah. And we continue to let it lead our life. 1 Thessalonians 3, let's read the first three verses here. It says, wherefore then we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Now we see here that he is here, and the Thessalonians were kind of alone there. And he said, I'm going to send Timothy to you to help you get established. Amen. Glory to God. To establish you and to comfort you and strengthen you concerning your faith. They put their faith in the Lord, but they've got to be established. Established means to fix something immovable. What kind of faith are they here? They had justification by faith. They were believing God. They believed that they were born again. And he said, I'm sending Timothy to establish you, to strengthen you, to help you so that you will not be moved by these afflictions that are coming against you. How many know sometimes you ever see those Christians, they get born again? Afflictions come. Where's God? Well, they got saved, but they need to be strengthened. Amen. And sometimes there's areas in our life. How many people ever got that you received a miracle or healing? How many know the enemy still comes? He comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. And we might have to have our faith strengthened in that area. Amen. And establish it. Glory to God is so. Praise God. Now, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, and in this afflictions, it describes trials and tribulations. It never refers in this particular word here where he's saying move these afflictions. It doesn't refer to sickness and disease. It refers to trials and tests that come our way. And we have to strengthen our faith. People have, so we have an obligation to feed our own faith. How many know it's not God's responsibility to feed your faith? That's our responsibility. We have a responsibility. Now, we've been talking about faith primarily for us. Amen. Our personal faith. Faith that we can use, that we have, we can change things with, that we can obtain our promises with. Glory to God. And we are to become established and strong in that faith. We don't want to abandon our faith. Now, look, you know, over in 1 Corinthians 15, I'm not going to read this whole chapter. We'll read a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians 15, here's an example where they were tempted, or some of the people had come, and they're trying to say, hey, there's no resurrection. And so Paul is writing to them here. This whole chapter is good to read, all 1 through 58 there. And Paul's feeding their belief that there is a resurrection from the dead. He's explaining to them there's different kinds of bodies, there's different kinds of things, but there is that resurrection. Verse 15, 1 and 2 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. In other words, it would have been a vain thing for them to even have believed if they're going to abandon their faith. Amen. And the resurrection, how many know it's pretty important to believe in the resurrection? I know we don't have that problem here, right? Because we're born again. But they were having that. They were having so many trials and so many people coming against them. They had the Sadducees, the Pharisees fighting over one another. And they're saying, hey, one's saying there is a resurrection. Another says there's not. And so false doctrine was trying to get them to go a different way. How many know today? We've got a message, right? Well, you know, brother, you can have the grace of God will cover you. Is that true? It is true. The grace of God is real. Amen. But some people have taken it to the place. It says, well, it doesn't matter what you do, how you live, whatever you want. Don't worry about it. God's grace will cover you. You're already forgiven. You don't even have to ask for forgiveness anymore. You just go ahead and live your life however you want. But what the Bible says is that the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we may what? Live a holy life, that we'll be holy before Him, righteous before Him. See that we talked about that the last time. The righteousness that's in you is from heaven, but it's not supposed to just stay on the inside of us. It's supposed to affect how we live and how we conduct our life, because we are His righteousness. And if His righteousness is real to you and on the inside of you, it's going to, He expects it to affect how you live your life. You don't just go around living like a worldly person. Amen. We don't go out and drink in the bar and then go swing around with, you know, some couples have swinging groups in the church. God forbid. Amen. And it is forbidden here. Praise the Lord. In case anybody's listening. Or anybody ask you, you have swinger club there? No, we don't have any swinger clubs. No, We've got holy clubs where you can get delivered and set free. Amen. We got a men's group. You can come. We'll cast that thing right out of you. I got some men that come. They can cast that devil right out of you. Hallelujah. That kind of thinking can be expunged with the Word of God. You can come here. And you can be free. Oh my gosh. Boy, that's kind of hard. Man, brother, you want me to say that? Yeah, sure. Be fine. It's the truth. Some people, you know, if we get in certain positions, they need to be slapped with the wet rag, right? Just slap me with the wet dish rag, with the truth. Because they need to be woke up. You're going to die and end up in hell. Because somebody told you you could do whatever you want, and the grace of God's going to cover you, and you will die and live in hell forever. And you'll be lost for eternity because you didn't believe the truth. See, the truth will set you free. But we have to accept His truth, right? When we hear the truth, when we accept it as truth, then our faith comes. Then the truth affects us. But if we reject it, then it doesn't benefit us. We don't have that faith because we've rejected it. We've decided not to believe it. So we have to remember God's truth will prevail if we'll accept and believe it. Hallelujah. We don't want to abandon our faith because of false doctrine or because somebody said, well, you know, some people say, well, God's in control anyway. You can't change anything. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said that you submit to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That sounds like change to me. The Bible said if I'll believe in my heart and confess with my mouth. Amen? If I'll believe, and we went over Mark 11 there. If I'll continue, if I won't doubt my heart, I'm going to have what I say. Praise God, I can have what I say. That sounds like change to me. Jesus says, whatsoever things you ask in my name, I'll do. That sounds like change to me. Why ask if nothing's going to change? Amen? Come on. That's true anyway. It's good preaching, Pastor Doug. That's real good preaching. You should be up on your chairs yelling and screaming, preach the word. Come on, brother. Give us the word. Hey, they do it. I've seen it on TV. They were jumping up and down for all these people to score a touchdown or catch a football. Oh, what a great play. And he got tackled. He only made it to the 50-yard line. It was only a 50-yard play. Come on, that was almost a touchdown right there. Anyway, praise the Lord. It wouldn't hurt if we got a little excited in church once in a while, huh? Hallelujah. Now you're laughing. That's good. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. But anyway, we could be, you know, taken aside. I'm not going to get into the next point, I don't think. It doesn't look like, praise the Lord. I'm still reviewing. But we must believe. Hebrews 11:6. We must do a couple of things we've got to have. We should deal with the must. How many think we should deal with must first? Jesus said, you must be born again, didn't he? How many's born again? Amen. And here in Hebrews 11:6, I said, well, I know what it says. I know we do, but I'm going to look at it anyway. We must, when we come to God, he said, hallelujah, not 6, 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe he is, not that he was. You know, some people believe God was. Jesus was. Well, he's God. Jesus was a good man. But we believe that he is. Amen. How many know what Jesus is? God is. The Holy Ghost is. He's one. He is right now. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe he's the same. We come to God, we believe he is. If we didn't believe he is, we may as well not go. He said, you must. He was not the great I was, he's the great I am. Hallelujah, that's good news. Any place we find God's will, then, we know that he is. When we find his will in the word of God, we know he is. He is what? He is provider. He is healer. He is deliverer. He is peace. He is love. He is joy. Hallelujah. He's joy unspeakable, full of glory. He is. Oh man, I'm so depressed. I need some joy. Well, let's get some joy scriptures on you. Hallelujah. You find out he is. He is. Take you from depression to over depression. I'm over depression to into hilarity. Hallelujah. You'd probably be laughing so much. We'd be like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I found the joy of the Lord. Defeated that depression. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. If you're that depressed, spend a couple hours a day. Ha, 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 ha. Well, nothing happened. Well, let's go another hour. Take it another hour. If the devil tells you nothing happened, you take it another hour until finally you're over into hilarity. And you can't stop laughing. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength and it'll defeat depression every time. Hallelujah. said, well, he keeps bothering my mind. Well, you just start laughing enough and you'll move over there. I just hear it. I'm telling you. Ha, ha, ha. And we must believe the second thing that more people have trouble with. We believe he is. Most people believe he is. But the second part said that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, or those who seek him out. He is a rewarder of those who seek him out. Now, a rewarder is like, well, it's like the renominator. sorry. A rewarder, he's a giver. In other words, he's the one that gives the reward, right? If it's a reward, it's got to be given. Faith is worth the work. It takes some work to gain faith. It doesn't happen by osmosis. It's not going to happen because you put your head in your Bible last night and slept all night on it. Not going to happen. You're going to have to open it. You're going to have to put that word in you. It doesn't take a lot. We talked about it. Faith can come quickly. It can come pretty easily. Amen. Because when we believe what God said is true, we accept it as truth, faith comes. Now, some people might argue with that, but I don't really care because it comes. If that's not true, then I cannot expect, when I preach the truth that Jesus was born of a virgin, he died and buried, rose again from the dead, don't we expect people, if they hear one message, they could be saved? How many know that? Some have heard one message and they're born again. They get born again. As long as we give them enough information, they can be saved. Right now. Amen. They come in the door. They want to be saved. They could be saved right now. Then why don't we believe that? One message. Jesus is the healer. Can you believe Jesus wants to make you free? He bore your sicknesses, carried your pain. By his stripes, you're healed. Just like he saved you, he healed you. He paid that price. Amen. Either that's true, or why are we busy? Why are we going to waste our message? Why are we going to waste our words? Don't we believe they can receive? Otherwise, we're wasting our time. Amen. Either we believe they're not going to get anything, or we believe there's going to be a transformation. It's possible. Now, they may not receive it because they reject it. Then they don't have any faith to receive. They've rejected it. But they accept it as true. They can receive. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Oh, okay. We'll lay hands on you and you'll recover. Can you believe that? Yeah. Sure. I can believe that. Pray, please. Put your hand on me. I got it. Sometimes you see somebody that hadn't heard much about healing get healed faster than some that's heard. Because they're trying to do it on their own effort. Lord, I served you all my life. Look what I've done. I've been so good, Lord. I've served you. I've done this. I've done that. What does the Bible say? Forget those things that are behind and press on to what is before you right now. We cannot base it upon our good work, but on what Jesus did at the cross alone. Amen. If that devil tries to lie to you, say, hey, look at how good you are. Look at all the things you've done. You know, God should be healing you. You better get across and get over to the other side and say, no, devil, I thank you for what I'm going to stand on, what Jesus did at the cross alone. And by that alone, I receive my healing. What he paid, the price that he did, he was the one that's good enough. I'm not basing my righteousness on me. I'm not basing any healing on me or my prosperity on who I am, but on who Jesus is and what he's done at the cross. Hallelujah. I say, Jesus, thank you that you are enough for me. You paid the price. I believe that you're a giver. Hallelujah. I believe that you are and that you're a rewarder of those that seek you out. And I seek you out. I'm seeking you out, Father, for what I need. And I believe that I receive based on what you did at the cross alone. Because if Jesus didn't pay for it, you can't find it in the Bible. You're not going to have any faith to receive it. It's impossible because you have nothing to base it on. Amen. But when we find it in the Word of God, all faith can rise. All faith. Hallelujah. Woo! Faith can come and faith can grow and faith can rise and faith can stand and faith can be strengthened and faith will speak and I will have what I say. Because I believe what he said and I'm speaking in line. He said, say the same thing. I say the same thing you do, God. I agree with you. Yes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory and his power goes to work. It releases it. Faith receives from heaven. Glory to God. And there's a power that's already inside of you. The Holy Ghost lives in there. Woo! He may just explode and everything changes. Whew! I didn't feel anything. So what? Go back to the doctor and find out you're cured. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe the doctor report can tell you, amen, you're all right. It's okay. Examine me all you want. I already know in whom I believe. Because I'm not looking at your report. Well, what if their report says something different? I believe the report of the Lord. And I stand on my faith. I stand on my belief. I stand on my persuasion. I strengthen my faith and I keep standing. And I keep standing because I know in whom I believed. And I know that he is faithful who promised. Hallelujah. I believe in you, Jesus. I worship you. Faithful is he. Faithful are you, Lord. You're doing it. Hallelujah. You're a good God. You're a good Father. And I believe you. See, we've got two things that we strengthen ourselves in. What we believe is promise, but also in what? Who the promiser is. Hallelujah. We get to thinking about it. It's God Almighty. Hallelujah. He can't lie. Woo! It must be so. It is so. Praise God. He can't lie. Thank you, Father. And we just get excited because of who he is. Pretty soon the problem disappears. We don't even think about it anymore. We get over there far enough. Amen. Get to thinking about him enough. He said, perfect peace is he whose mind is stayed on thee. Ooh-wee. Man. Well, I haven't been thinking about it. How you feeling, sister? Bless God. First time I really thought about it. I'm healed. Ha ha! Woo! Glory! Amen. How many believe that's possible? Amen. There's much more in God than we've gone to. Well, stand up. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Praise God. I don't know if I got my message out tonight. But we reviewed a lot. And I know we can see it as a whole. We're beginning to understand how faith can operate, can change things in our life, can guide us, can lead us. But that's really the last thing. Yes, it's got to be strengthened, but faith, our faith, has to be what leads our life, our beliefs, and who we are. And it must guide us into all truth. Amen. Because that faith is what sustains us. That's what establishes us. Amen. Well, Father, we just want to thank you tonight and praise you for the truth of your word. That you have given us the ability to walk with you, to walk by faith, to obtain our promises, Father. Lord, to walk with you by faith, that we can follow you with our faith, that we can change things, that Father, we can speak to the mountain and it will move. Oh, we're so grateful, Father, that our faith works. Our faith can produce things in our life. And we can walk with you. And we can change things in the earth. We thank you for it, Father. We give you glory, Father. We thank you for understanding, for the wisdom, Lord. Yeah, we can understand faith, Lord. And some of us, Lord, we may need to do some work in areas of our life. We ask you to help us, Holy Spirit, to guide us, to lead us, to take us into all truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we endeavor to guard our faith, to protect ourselves, Lord, and to walk with you. And Father, right now, Lord, as we leave tonight, we thank you for your safety, your angels, your presence to go with us, Lord, because we know you're in us. And we thank you, Father, that you'll bring us back again safely. In Jesus' name, amen.